This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is just like lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Staley right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, watching over my shoulder the riots, if you would, going on in Milwaukee. Now, look, with all due respect, all right, first of all, what happened there? Wrong, dead wrong. I haven't seen everything yet, but from what I've seen so far, the cops were just dead wrong. There's no reason to have your leg when you have three other cops here. No reason to have your knee in the way of your knee on a man's neck for 5 minutes. But given that as it is, I'm looking at this right now. And they're tearing the place apart. They're doing what they did during the Rodney King riots here in L.A. So you're mad at the police department. You're mad at the three white guys in the police department for killing a black man, an unarmed black man. Wrong. Dead wrong. So Let's not go down that road, okay? But somehow, looting a Walmart, looting a CVS, burning down neighborhood stores seems to be the protest of choice. Why would you do that? I grew up in a small neighborhood, I mean, big city, small neighborhood of the city. And all those corner stores and not just the grocery stores, but all the stores that were around there, they helped local families. A lot of local families ran tabs in those stores because they couldn't afford to buy food until payday came around. A lot of those owners have been there for 20 years and 15 years. So if you're trying to get a point across that you're mad, the way to do it is not to loot Walmart. The way to do it is not to burn down mom and pop's dry cleaners. I got you mad. I got you aggravated. I wanted to lock any of you up for not social, what is it, distancing or something like that. And if people are walking up to the police cars and they're kicking on the police cars, they're jumping on the police cars, it's nuts. They're having the demonstrations in Los Angeles as well. They call them demonstrations. They are not demonstrations. They are riots. All right? When an officer shows up and you're jumping on the car and you're smashing the windows, you need to be arrested, period. It's not a demonstration anymore. Now, that is a violent situation. Yeah, that's an old saying. I use it all the time when people laugh at me. It's like cutting your nose off to spite your face. It's crazy. Don't do it. Find a way. Find a Martin Luther King Jr. way of making things work. See, you haven't taught the kids history. You haven't taught them anything. You taught them what a fighter king was. But he didn't physically fight. I'd like to hear your thoughts on that one. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Hey, you're listening to The Real Side of the GCN Network. Head over to the website, realside.com. Lots going on there. You can check out stations and times and all of that. And I really do appreciate the time that you pay attention. I get emails from you, so I know some of you go back and pick up the show later on. You can get it via podcast. You can do all kinds of things from the website. Now, all the screaming about fact-checking today, right? They fact-checked the president. Well, who's they? And what are they fact-checking? And why are they only fact-checking Trump? Why are they fact-checking the Democrats? Joe Biden told a whole bunch of lies last week. And they're not lies that just, I'm telling you they're lies. The NAACP came out and said, yo, whoa, Joe was wrong. No, Joe lied. He's been telling this lie for months. They said, we don't endorse, so Joe's never been endorsed by us. Joe says that the reason he knows he's close to the black community is because the NAACP has endorsed him in all his races. No, they haven't. Right? Again, it's one of those things that you look at and go, you couldn't drink enough to have this make sense. And there are other things that pop up on a regular basis. You know, they keep telling us to talk about science and the reality of science. But yet when you give them any kind of scientific proof on anything, they reject it. Because that scientist isn't left enough or something, I don't know. But it so much gets out of control. Now, when you talk about ballot, look, we did that. We did the show the other night on voter fraud, which included ballot harvesting. Do not tell me, I'm sorry, you older folks, especially with some older folks who really don't understand it. They're the ones that vote in bigger numbers. Hey, let me see your ballot. Let's make sure, you know, they send these nice young people to the doors. They're always so respectful. Right? Let's make sure you got it filled in right. Let's make sure it's signed right. Are there any left blank? You don't want to leave any blank. You wasted your vote. Let me help you out. Come on, let's sit down together. Oh, why are you voting for this guy? Oh, that's not good. Right? I mean, seriously, think about it. I wonder how many of those end up in the garbage. I told you, yours truly found a whole bag in the middle of an intersection that had been hit several times. Right? Played a clip the other night about a mail person that was dumping mail in a dumpster because she wouldn't have to deliver it all. And that's out of sight on all mail carriers. It's just amazing. And nobody will take that evidence as proof to understand. Again, I'll say Orange County, California. I think it was in 2018. Yeah, right. Hey. They had 250,000 votes cast for people who hadn't voted in 6 or 7 years. Amazing how the Democrat Party was able to wake up to climb the states, Republicans and Democrats, who voted a majority for Democrats. Just amazing. I would say I need that playbook. You know, and then again, we can go on and on with it. You look at what went on in some of the other counties here in California. County of Los Angeles, 1.5 million extra people that were voting that shouldn't have. Yeah, nothing wrong here, though. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packers
packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Or you can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. So we're talking about how they're fact-checking the president on Twitter and Facebook and all that, but they never fact-checked anybody, really. I mean, Joe Biden, who just spews myths. Look, I'm not going to call them all lies because Joe's got a problem between the ears, and some of the stuff he believes to be truth. You know, I mean, seriously. And you know, what was it? Guns kill 160 million people a year? They never got on him for that, did they? Go back to Obama, when he was visiting, what, 57 states? He said, nobody got on for that. No, but anyway. But Joe Biden, for the most part, there's very little that comes out of his mouth that's totally accurate. But they never say anything to him. And pretty much, I would say probably 85% of what President Trump has said that they ridiculed him on, we've come to find out is true. Something as simple as, what is it, doing the, oh, come on, Messina. The wiretapping, the tapping of the Trump Towers. He knew that was going on. Somebody may have told him, but he still knew it. When he said it, they all made fun of him. And then when it turns out to be true, that they weren't wiretapping him, they were tapping Flynn. No, they weren't. They were tapping Flynn to get to him. They used that as an excuse to get close to the president. I find all this stuff just amazing. Right, we're talking about here in L.A. We've been through these numbers. I just can't remember them. But we've been through these numbers a dozen times. At one time, there's estimates that there were over 3 million illegal votes here in California, cast, uncast, but registered voters. Right, more registered people than there were actually supposed to be people that were of legal age to vote. Now, I realize when you say you have 40 million people in the state, which is what we have here, 39.1, that doesn't mean you have 39.1 voters. I'm not a moron. A lot of those kids, and I do say kids, under 15, you can take a third of them, right? And then you've got people, I mean, there's estimates that there's millions of people here illegally in this state. Who was it? There was one of the Democrats said that the California is a donor state. And that's not true. It's not true in so many ways. It depends on how you look at it, right? So if you're looking at it from strictly a standpoint of how much we pay in taxes and what we get back, directly back for federal funds or anything like that, federal highway funds or stuff, that might, at its purest level, it might be true. But I don't believe it to be so. I think it's changed dramatically over the last few years with Newsom. But how can that statement, in and of itself, in the purity of his own words, be true when California, these are true numbers, you can look them up, California makes up 16% of the country, the population of this country. Yet we account for 31%, almost twice as much, 31% of the welfare or services. How does that happen? Because we're not counting the illegals, but yet they're getting services, they're getting help. How did that happen? 16% of population, 31% of welfare. Where's the fact checker for me? Hopefully they'll check my facts and say nothing. Now Zuckerberg is on. I think he's on Fox tomorrow. He's doing an interview with them. And he keeps coming back to saying that he is not willing to, he's not going to get involved in all this political stuff and fact-checking what people say. If people put up misinformation, other people will figure it out, point it out, and, you know, everything will be hunky-dory and fine. We'll have a kumbaya moment, and everybody will love everybody. But it's not what happens. I posted stuff for you to show you. They gray it out. They say it's not true. Their fact checkers facted. Well, who are their fact checkers? And they use things like the Southern Poverty Law Center as areas to get their information from. How is that? When you're marking Dennis Prager University or Prager University videos as wrong and bad and full of lies, how do you do that? Because you don't think they are? You don't think they're true? Do they actually check them out? I don't believe so. Just saying. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Now, again, when you go and you look at the fact checkers, what they're doing, what they get paid for, right? And where they should be sticking their nose or not, and you start running through some of the stuff they've debunked, they've been off plenty of times. I'm telling you, people, the only way to fix this, the only way to do it is to get out. Get off of Facebook, get off of Twitter, get off of, I don't know, whatever's left. Right? You got Google, you got all these things left. And if you see them burning conservatives in any way, slowing them down, telling them they can't do something, go for it. Go for them, go for it. Because this really truly does. It gets old after a while. And especially a guy like me who's had pages pulled down, channels pulled down. And it's all for the... Look, there's nothing special going on here. It's not like I have 15 million listeners and they're trying to get me down as fast as they can. They know we don't have the resources to fight it. Right? That's why they don't come. That's why they come after guys like me. We don't have the resources to fight a Zuckerberg. He always looks so happy in his pictures, too, though, doesn't he? Almost hate to be his son or daughter. and they get this information. These fact checkers are third party people that are being paid. I don't know if they're being paid to specifically find something out about someone or something. What job to go down? What road to go down? You know, Bar today, I'm switching gears on you here. Bar today, because you're all complaining about him not doing enough. There's only so much you can do. I mean, seriously, there's only so much you can do at one time. But Barr asked U.S. Attorney John Bash to review unmasking before and after the 2016 election. So we'll see where and how that goes. Now, he picked up steam. This whole thing has picked up steam after the Justice Department moved to drop charges against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Republican lawmakers have demanded more information about the extent of the practice. That's after, you know, the previous list of Obama-era officials who sought to reveal what turned out to be the identity of Michael Flynn, which should never have been revealed. Nobody should have ever said anything about it. Department of Justice spokesperson Kerry Covet, he told Fox News that the U.S. Attorney John Durham, who's been reviewing the origins of the Russian investigation, was looking into the unmasking. I hope he finds a lot of people fighting to have that unmasked, to find out why. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has released a video marking a grim U.S. milestone.
There are moments in our history so grim, so heartrending, that they're forever fixed in each of our hearts. A shared grief. Today is one of those moments. 100,000 lives have now been lost to this virus. here in the United States alone.
He blamed a portion of the deaths on the Trump administration, saying the president should have enacted social distancing much sooner.
According to a study done by Columbia University, if the administration had acted just 1 week earlier to implement social distancing and do what it had to do, just 1 week sooner, as many as 36,000 of these deaths might have been averted.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Unmasking. I mean, Barr is going after this. He's not going to stop. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. There's a lot happening. Let's go to Susan in New Jersey. Susan, thanks for calling the show. Appreciate your time.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
First thing, I love your show.
Thank you.
And I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
And I'm not on Twitter, never was, or Facebook. The only social media that I'm on is Nextdoor.com. Did you ever hear of that?
Yeah, yeah. We use it out here quite a bit in some of the communities. And actually, it seemed to start off well. It's a great little place to get information about what's going on in the neighborhood, right?
Yes. But, however, this is CIA run also, and it's been three times I've been censored.
On Nextdoor. Wow, okay.
Nextdoor, because they have neighborhood mediators.
Right. Oh, Gestapo.
And
yeah.
That's right. I mean, I sold things and gotten great free stuff from them.
Yeah. And people to help you, you know, maintenance people or, you know, people can help you out around the neighborhood. Yeah, all great stuff. Yep.
Yes. However, I'm done with any of it. I put a post a couple of days ago, and I said, well, I need a haircut.
Oh.
It's not funny. My hair's grown so long.
Yeah.
I can't take it anymore.
Oh, but you can't get a haircut. You know, it's 6 feet away. It doesn't work. Right?
Okay, but I wrote on the post, wow, you can get a haircut, but all the abortion clinics are open.
Oh, boy, you really know how to poke them, don't you?
Oh, well, these libtards, I was, what the? No, they put what?
Yeah.
TF. Does that mean?
Yep.
Well, you know, our governor is very staunch on you can't go out, you have to have a mask on, you have to do this, you have to do that. Yet somehow his hair looks perfect.
Well, let me read a post that I copied and pasted from another site, if I can.
Go ahead. Yeah, as long as it's clean, I'll give you the minute.
Yes, yes. When the state tells you it's safe to go to Home Depot to buy a sponge, but dangerous to go buy a flower, it's not about your health.
No, you're right.
When the state shuts down millions of private businesses, but doesn't lay off a single government employee, it's not about your health.
That's right. You're exactly right. I can't even argue with you.
When the state bans dentists, and I know my dentist personally, and she's really hurting. But deems abortion visits are safe. It's not about your health.
Well, ain't nobody surviving it, so yeah, it's not about your health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right.
God bless.
When the state bans you from buying cucumber seeds, and I've seen them here in New Jersey taken out of a Stop and Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's dangerous, but allows in-person lottery tickets.
It's not
about your health, because it's all about what textiles they can break in.
Yeah.
That's my comment.
Well,
when the state tells you it's dangerous to go golf alone, fish alone, or be in a boat alone, but, like you said in the beginning, governor can get his stage makeup done and hair done for five TV appearance a week.
Yep.
Not about your health.
No, he's essential. I can't let you go through the whole thing because we're going to run up on time here. But no, really, seriously, it is. They are the Gestapo. They know better than you. They're smarter than you. They know what they need more than you do. And that's the scary thing about it. These guys have got to go. These people have to be voted out. So it doesn't matter, though, Joe. With what? Voting them out?
Politics is baloney.
We're not one.
It's a horse and pony show.
Yeah,
I don't know if you're in your 60s or how old you are, but it's got nothing to do with voting. This is an agenda that's been on the books for 100 years.
Yeah, but again, we have beat them. I've seen it. I've been part of teams that have done it. The problem is that we as conservatives, when we vote somebody in, when we push to get somebody on, we back away. We don't hold their feet to the fire anymore.
They cannot do it.
I don't know if I totally agree with you there. I think you can do it, especially in smaller areas. I think you can do it.
Maybe on a local level, but even the local levels have been taken over with the agenda 2020 2030.
We're getting closer. You can call back in so that we'll do a show around that. Susan, thanks for listening. I appreciate your time with me.
Oh, you're welcome. I really appreciate you and love your show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Ed from Washington. Ed, how are you doing?
I'm fine. Real quick, like, because I know you're on the time. The one way that we can, because in this country, we are the economy. Okay, it's not the government like all other countries. If you want to do something about China, quit buying products made in China.
Amen! There you go! Ding, 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 ding. That's right. You get the real prize to take home. I've been saying that for so long, but you know what? Are you willing to pay more money for non-Chinese products? I mean, you might be.
Well, listen, The thing of it is, it doesn't cost that much more to shift the import for something that is somewhat costly to another country if you want to go strictly for imports and use that other economy to lower your cost for manufacturing, but we don't need to go to China to do that. And the biggest reason why we pay more in this country is because the retailer charges more.
Yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
It's okay.
No. So I mean, the only thing I say to you, though, is that you cannot compete. One of the things that irritates the crud out of me, I was in computers for years, right? I can't compete with a company in Mexico that doesn't have the same EPA rules, that doesn't have the same standards, that doesn't have the same unions, that doesn't have the same rules in their shop that I have. So when my compadres in the conservative world say, you've got to be able to compete, it doesn't matter what they're doing. Well, that's not true. That's not right. And as you heard earlier, if the government is subsidizing a certain product or a certain, a company, how do you compete against that? There's no competition there.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Look,
yeah.
we make certain products in this country that nobody else does unless they steal them away from us, like China. Okay, but those products will always remain in our country if we. But the thing about the cost of the most basic things that I'm talking about, we can go to other countries because our economy is different than
sure.
any other country's economy. So we go to those other countries to start up companies so you can manufacture a product at a lesser price to give your investors a bigger profit, which is fine, and then come back and sell them in the United States. That's one way of handling the import issue on other products, but we just won't do it from China as
right.
much for other products. But here's
right.
the other thing. Real
Go
quick,
make it
right.
quick. Yep.
Okay. The biggest reasons why in our country that we have such a problem is we elect incompetent or corrupt
yeah.
people, or maybe they're both.
As long as we allow them,
because we trust people. We're so stupid. We actually trust people. You go to another country and you get stripped blind by their economy and the way they run their stuff because of the way that they have to do business. But we have to start making people. If you hire somebody and you're a business and that person doesn't do his job, you fire him.
Gone. See you later. And we got to go. Anyway, thanks a lot, Ed. Appreciate you calling in the show. Joe Messina, your host. Listen, come on back because I'm going to say we can get a Flobee. So if you can't get your hairdresser, you can always buy yourself a Flobee. And they've like tripled their price. Yeah, I wonder why. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million-dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby who?
Abby Normal.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do want you part of the conversation, part of the solution, part of the process, really, if you think about it. And I mean that sincerely. I want you part of the process because, you know, I don't have all the answers. And sometimes people give me information that's misinformation. And sometimes it's great information. And you guys corroborate each other. So there's nothing wrong with that. So I do appreciate the time you're with us. Head up to the website, realside.com. Give me your email address. I only send out an email a week. If you don't like it, you don't like what you hear, you don't like what you see, you can always unsubscribe from it. If email's not your thing, then you can do it via text message. Text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. All right. I want to stay on this. I mean, when it comes to fact-checking, when it comes to what's going on, you've really got to pay attention to what's happening. And then you look at things like, again, we were talking about how the bar has asked the U.S. Attorney Bash to review unmasking. Right? I mean, why does Barr have to ask about that? Why is it that if truly the Democrats are for the little people, Everybody should get a fair shake. Nobody's above the law, well, except for Pelosi, Clinton. I go down a whole list. Right? None of them are above the law, except if you're in the upper echelon, the 1% of the white people. Yeah, you heard me. Now, the tool of unmasking is used during the course of intelligence work, usually. Right? You guys have heard this enough, so you know. You know what unmasking means, right? But they're not, I mean, it's supposed to be used so rarely that you almost never hear of it, that a judge should almost never see it. Now, notice I said, supposed to be used so rarely. And now they're pushing to drop Flynn's case because it was I won't say it was a hoax, but it wasn't what we were told it was. Was Trump, was he singled out because he was on Trump's team? Were there others doing the same thing he was doing? He wasn't doing anything wrong, by the way. They tried to make it look that way. It's nothing for administrators coming in to start picking up the job they're supposed to do, start getting acquainted, making phone calls with their counterparts in other countries. It would have been nothing for Flynn once he was appointed or once he was Trump had picked him, for him to start making phone calls to his counterparts in other countries. But because he was Trump's guy, apparently that's not so cool. You know what I mean? They've maintained that DOJ has the ability to drop the case against Flynn, President Trump's former national security advisor, as you know. Now, why would he plead guilty? I mean, if he was a man of integrity, why would he plead guilty to lying? Anybody give that some thought? Well, I'll tell you why. Because they were going to go after his son. Maybe his son wasn't as strong as him. Maybe his son was a little weaker. I don't know. I don't know the man. I don't know his life or anything like that. But what would you do, you men out there? What would you do if they were going to pick on your son and go after your son, one of the most powerful law enforcement agencies in the world was going to go after your son because you wouldn't lie about something? I'm not questioning your integrity if you say, I would lie. Right? Most people, their love for their son or their love for their kids would trump that. I got that in there. Did you notice that? By the way, I told you after the break that I was going to, or before the break, for some of you who can't seem to get a haircut, look, go to eBay, type the word Flobee in, Flowbee. Seriously, I mean, it's got to be worth your while, right? Think of the money you could save. This thing attaches to your vacuum cleaner. And the blades spin, and you know, number one, number two, number three haircut kind of thing, and it just sucks your hair into the vacuum cleaner. Come on, guys, it can't be any easier than that, right? And you'll all be trimmed up, always looking good. And seriously, this, I'm not joking you, because when we first started, I went out looking at this stuff. Because I was joking about it. And nobody knew what a lot of people didn't know what I was talking about. So I went out and found one online. And they were, $70, $80, $90. I don't know if you can buy them new. But the $70, $80, $90, and now I'm seeing them online for over $200. How'd that happen? Great idea. Wish I could have got, a Chinese company maybe to start turning them out pretty quick. Well, no, that wouldn't work, huh? 855-ROLL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And many of you have written me about when I talk about the houses of worship the other night. And that I was getting on Newsom, and you weren't Newsom lovers necessarily, but, it's kind of like, what would you do? Well, look, as you've heard a million times, it's above my pay grade. I don't know what I would do. I would go to the experts. I would do what they would do for, years and years and years and years and years. I'd still keep the churches open. When did they close churches? Synagogues. The only people that want you to do that, the only people that want you to get away from that, are who? The elected officials. They don't want you to have any of the gods before them. Come on, they get through. And it just never stops. So when your people are voting, your friends, your relatives, your loved ones, your unloved ones are voting for these people, this is when it's really time for you to open your mouth and say something. Whether you want to or not. I mean, and let me tell you what. They talk about the settled science. And everything is how it's supposed to be. Right? We just did this story about how Fauci. Here's a guy who says that chloroquine doesn't work. Hydroxychloroquine. And now he's saying, or he said it didn't work at first, that basically, you know, it's been known to help people. Now he says it doesn't work at all. Then remember we said we didn't need masks, now we need masks. Right? Now he's flipping on a lockdown. Saying, okay, well, you know what, we're staying home too long, this is bad for us, this could hurt us. Well, where's he been? Why is it taking so long to get there? I mean, I'm not joking, seriously. But we're supposed to believe him. The left loves him now, by the way. And you know why they love him, right? Because he's pushing back against President Trump. That's why they love him. Otherwise, they don't have the time of day for him. This one I'll make you go through the roof. Can I pull this off? Probably. New York Times had a piece that says, why does the U.S. military celebrate white supremacy? See, I mean, I want you to think about that. They believe that celebrating Memorial Day, celebrating our military, is celebrating white supremacy. The white supremacists who murdered 9 black churchgoers in Charleston, South Carolina, dispense with the fiction that the Confederate battle flag was an innocuous symbol of Southern pride. Well, it kind of is. Right? People don't pick it up and go, hey, that flag represents whiteness only. Outrage over the Charleston massacre forced South Carolina to finally remove the Confederate flag from the State House. I think it was the wrong thing for them to do. I know I'll get flack for that, but, you know, here's the deal. History is history. Can't change it by removing it. You guys on the left, you think you can run around ripping down statues and spray painting over memorials from, you know, the Confederate days? It doesn't change anything. When people go looking for their family members, how do you know that somebody who might be somewhat prejudiced sees that their family member was in the Confederacy and decides, hey, maybe that wasn't the right thing to do. Maybe my grandfather wasn't doing the right thing at the time. You're going to take that all away from them because you think you know what's right. You think righting an injustice is doing what they're doing right now where they're rioting in the streets, right? They're ripping up police cars. They're ripping up, breaking up personal property, and you think that somehow will get the point across. It won't. Taking those statues down, getting rid of the Confederate flag, renaming buildings that were named after Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, it's not going to fix anything. Prejudice or racism doesn't come from a statue or a flag. Racism comes from the heart. Racism comes from ignorance, pride, hate, whatever you want to call it eventually. You know, racism comes from believing that you're better than somebody else. Well, who taught you that? What makes you believe that? What's that got to do with skin color? Right? I mean, seriously. Somehow the Confederate flag or banner, and by the way, that, you know, there's a lot of argument back and forth as to what the flag actually means. Somehow, whenever anybody sees that, they're going to turn around and commit some kind of racist act. Right? You got to think about it. Think about where they've backed, the corner they've backed us into. Think about where they've brought us to. I'm not willing to let them do that. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You're going to need it for future use. Hey, God bless. Thanks for being with me. Have a great rest of the day. And don't do anything stupid because I want you back here tomorrow.